Hiya, folks. It's Lay Rooster here, coming to you from the Hen House. Thanks for tuning in to check out one of my podcasts. Wanted to give you just a little information about these. A lot of these podcasts are coming from my YouTube videos and some of my Twitch streams where we've done them live with audio and video, of course. But a lot of the videos, particularly the ones that I'm bringing here to you with podcasts, are really well suited for the podcast and the audio spectrum because they're mainly a lot of talking and description and discussion and explanation. There are occasionally some times where I'm pointing out maybe something in a graphic or an infographic, but I usually try to explain those verbally as well. But if you're interested, please help out and check out the YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube as where I am Lay Rooster. Just one word, Lay, L-E-R-O-O-S-T-E-R, Lay Rooster on YouTube. Subscribes there, help me out a ton. And you can also catch out the live streams where we're playing the games and talking about some of this stuff on Twitch TV. That's twitch.tv/Lay, L-E underscore Rooster, R-O-O-S-T-E-R. Don't forget the underscore there or else you won't be able to find me on Twitch. Anyway, I look forward for you finding me there. And there are options below with links to support me and to find me on YouTube, Discord, and Twitch. As well as I appreciate your subscriptions and support of this podcast and all of my content creation. So thanks a lot and cock-a-doodle-doo. Hey, you chickadees. I'm Lay Rooster. You're in the Hen House. And today we want to look at the Marvel Strike Force second half preview, the roadmap, if you will, of the what to expect over the next 6 months and a little bit more, actually, that we got from Scopely or Boundless Entertainment. So this came out yesterday and we're looking, had time to digest some of it and wanted to go through it with you in a video and kind of talk about how it might apply to the early beginner and mid players, as well as how it might affect the state of the game. So let's kind of, now that we've had a chance to have a little bit of the salt die down, let's go ahead and look into this. We'll also be putting this into podcast form for those that want to do listening for it. Links in the description. So as we get into this, please remember to give us a thumbs up and like this video, as well as to subscribe and help us to defeat the YouTube algorithm monster, our greatest challenge. So help that and promote these videos. Thanks a lot, and let's get into it. Okay, so the 2021 second half preview. All right, greetings, Marvel Strike Force fans. There's certainly been a lot happening with the game and in the Marvel Universe in the first half of 2021. We've also spent a lot of time reading feedback from you, the players, and using that to make the experience with MSF even better. Today, we want to pull back the curtain a bit and talk about some of the content and features that we're working on in the second half of 2021, and provide a bit of a preview into what we're planning in early 2022. Please keep in mind that dates can shift and that everything mentioned here is generally subject to change. Yes, good points here. A lot of what we hear here is not necessarily going to be the same when it finally rolls out, and it may very well be delayed or pushed back indefinitely or changed completely. And it may be 6 months when we get the next roadmap that we hear an update about how something got pushed back. So keep all of that in mind on this game. The player journey. Behind the scenes, the dev team has been talking about how several updates will happen in succession over the coming months. We came to call this the player journey, as we're metaphorically setting players down a path that has checkpoints and goals. So as you can read this section, keep in mind that these topics are best looked at as a narrative rather than individual beats. What's probably a good point is we've kind of seen a progression with some of the different requirements that we had related to like ISO gearing and leveling, gear requirements, ISO requirements and different things like that for legendary unlocks for some of the new events, things like that. There does seem to be a bit of a progression of moving us forward and having to invest more in some other areas or other types of gear or ISOs, things like that. So, that seems they're kind of confirming that, which means that some of our suspicions are correct. So we'll keep making those judgments and looking in. So here we go. Tier 2 ISO 8 Blue. We recently released Tier 2 ISO 8 into the game as rewards for the Doom Raids and some limited time offers. While this is in itself not news, this is essentially the beginning of the journey and leads directly to the subsequent chapters. Yeah, we've definitely seen a lot of this building ISO 8 requirements and things building in. So let's look at this. Player level 85. Here we go. Get ready to earn XP and improve your commander level up to 85. We made mention of this in a recent blog post and have plans to further infuse more gold into the monthly economy to help ensure that your progression feels good. On top of the recent infusion into the gold economy, leveling up should feel satisfying. All right. That could mean that we can expect a big power creep with the level 85 people, meaning that if you're going up against them with your level 80s, it may be a sad story. So maybe a have and have not. Just a thought here. All right. As it's been about a year since the cap was raised to level 80, this improvement will assist in getting through some of those challenges that are particularly daunting. Unlike the level cap increase last year, the next iteration of gear tier will come at a later date. Okay, so gear tier is coming, but it's not going to be tied to the level cap at the moment. All right. Orange gear economy update. We will be increasing the availability of orange gear pieces, paying particular attention to the unique pieces as they have been rather hard to come by. Well, they certainly have. You can say that again. And we would like those, especially as you we start going up to 85 and then eventually they give the new gear that comes out. We really need to get our orange gear easier, just like we need to be getting our purple gear and get past the purple gear bottlenecks that have persisted as well. Those are starting to get better, so it's time to improve the orange gear as well. Gear tier 16, here it is. The next level of power will be available to your roster with gear tier 16. Instead of it being another iteration of orange gear, we're breaking with tradition and starting the next color of gear, teal. All right, so teal, a little bit different, but if you are like me, a hockey fan and a San Jose Sharks fan, we say go teal. All right, by moving to the next color tier, we can increase accessibility to certain orange gear and help players get to features like DD4 faster. The teal tier will also have a slightly simplified structure to make it easier to track which pieces you need in the future. Okay, just some points here. They said we'll be able to increase the accessibility to certain orange gear, help us to get to DD4 faster. That is good. You know, on my character, I've beaten DD3 twice now. And so now it's about getting the gold and the gear and getting things ready to go into DD4 and walk through that. Because, of course, we're going to have a DD5 coming. So I need to be moving that way. If they are going to make it easier, there's teal gear that I won't be getting, but I can get more orange gear that'll accelerate me or allow me to move forward. If you're in that spot, that'll be a good thing too, as well. I do like the point, at least in theory, that the idea that the teal tier will be slightly simplified and make it easier to figure out what you need. It is a little confusing, and you're like, do I need these compressed air? Do I need this different things and all the different things that we call those different widgets and whatnots that we need? So it'll be nice if we can make it a little clearer. So that's positive. Let's see. Doom Raid 2. This will be one of the primary ways to earn Gear Tier 16 Teal. The ISO 8 requirements for characters to enter will be T2 ISO 8 Blue, and the trait requirements will mirror Doom Raid 1 exactly, so you can build on the same characters and teams. The rewards available here will grant progress towards Tier 2 ISO 8, but the exact details are still being worked on. Okay, so that'll be, we will need Tier 2 ISO 8 Blues, that we'll get rewards for that and get the gear tier 16 stuff. That's how we'll get that. It is good to know that Doom 1 is going to mirror that. So people, if you're working on that, one message is for everyone, even if you're in a beginner lane. Obviously, if you're beginner and early mid game, you're not in the Doom Raids. You shouldn't be in the Doom Raids. But you need to be having an idea of that you want to get to the Doom Raids and be thinking about mapping your progression out so that it's helping you to move through the Ultimus 7s, 7.5, and Doom Raids to get ready, because we're going to be going into these Doom 2. So you should be working on your ISOs at all times and farming those daily as well. So we'll get more information as they release it. Dark Dimension 5. First four chapters of Dark Dimension have been leading up to this moment. The epic fifth chapter of Dark Dimension will have a requirement of gear tier 16 and certain character traits. There may be some additional requirements which are still to be finalized, and we will share full details at a later date. DD5 is coming. All right, and gear tier 16 will be required. All right. Expect the ISOs to be heavy and required there as well. Should you succeed in this monumental quest, you will harness the incomparable power of the Cosmic Conqueror Dormammu to add to your roster. This is the concept art, and the final version of the character could change. So we have a nice picture of a nasty Ghost Rider-esque Dormammu kind of thing in full plate armor, flaming skull kind of thing, kind of like Ghost Rider. I think that, you know, okay, Dormammu is coming. Well, this would be a lot more exciting to me if it was coming out on within like 3 months of the original Doctor Strange movie that came out a few years ago where Dormammu was featured. I don't know about you. It feels like we're awful slow in the progress from things from the Marvel Cinematic Universe getting into this game. And I'm not sure why they're this slow. So I'm just kind of like, wow, hey, yeah, let's get up for that original Doctor Strange movie. Needless to say, the next Doctor Strange movie is already coming soon at this point. So I'm just like, well, whatever. All right. Dormammu. Hey, it looks kind of neat. Concept art's not bad. We'll see. All right. Improvements. Alliance War. While this feature continues to be many players' favorite game mode, we understand the desire to keep things fresh with periodic updates. We recently ran a playtest with nearly 100 players to get feedback on some proposed changes to streamline the experience. The feedback provided by those players gave us some clearer direction on how to improve the experience, and we're implementing those changes in a second round of playtesting in the near future. With a second round of feedback, we should be able to make some meaningful updates to Alliance War live in the coming months. Be sure to read our weekly Friday post for more updates in the near future, and you can check my regular Friday blog post reactions and breakdowns that come out on Friday or Saturday early morning in order to give you those. Make sure you're subscribing and following that and get that notification bell so that you know when those go live. Real-time arena. This is another feature where we're looking to streamline the experience. Here's a list of improvements we're looking at making in the coming months. Looking at, so not guaranteed, reducing the initial loading timer from 160 seconds to 75 seconds. Yes, if you've ever had to wait that whole time, it's like, why, dear Lord, why? Let's see. Bands will include role and origin traits in addition to individual characters. So we'll have characters, but we'll also maybe have bio is restricted, or controller, or bio controller is restricted, plus Silver Surfer, because he's never allowed to be in a real-time arena, because he'll make other characters look bad. Anyway, let's see. Making objectives based on knockouts and wins rather than on ability traits. I mean, one nice thing about the ability traits, in my opinion, is that even when you lose, you still are ticking away toward making some progress. If you have to get the knockouts or the wins, especially when RTA starts to devolve into, like lately it's been Infinity Watch versus Infinity Watch. And if you're going in with, you know, if you have a skill team requirement, you're going up against Infinity Watch. It's not pleasant. And you have to wait and try to get in there to get up against somebody who's not hitting you with the new meta. So if you have to win more and you have to do things that aren't like the newest meta, or perhaps you're not spending and staying right current with that, which, you know, only a certain percentage of people are, that could be painful. So I hope they really monitor this closely. I know that RTA is a bit of a mess and it is varied in its funness level. Let me know your thoughts about RTA. I'm one who has generally enjoyed it, but the whole, every time I'm having to face basically Infinity Watch or Infinity Watch with Kestrel filling in the blank, unless I'm also doing that and doing a mirror match, it's not that much fun. I have that team, so it's not so bad for me, but if I am trying to bring in a skill team or something, it can be a pain in the rear and makes the fun level go down big time. But let me know in the comments what you're thinking. All right. Let's see, making a bit later, we're planning an update that may include improvements to how progress is made towards the RTA Battle Pass and improve matchmaking. They should always improve the matchmaking. And yes, figure out a way to give us progress for participation and effort. And not just because we have the Infinity Watch or whatever the team is at that time. We're very interested to see how these how this changes your experience and would very much like to hear your feedback when the updates are live. We'll continue to monitor the feature, and there could be additional changes in the future. They probably are going to need to. It doesn't seem that they've been able to successfully make this work to be fun for 51% of the population. But let me know. Maybe there's more people who like it. Like I said, I like it some, but there's a lot of flaws with it. And I feel like I'm one of the more positive people about RTA. So let me know what you think. Economy. We've made numerous improvements to the availability of resources across the board in the first half of 2021, and we'll continue this trend in the second half of the year. We want to ensure that your character roster progression feels steady and rewarding. They are improving the gear. The purple bottlenecks has improved. It is a little easier to get some orange gear. They are increasing the gold. So those things are happening. Honestly, though, I'm sitting here with no gold on my characters as I've been trying to work on the Secret Avengers and trying to build them up. And I'm just like, I need some gold. So they have a lot of work to go because I'm not trying to bring up too many people at one time. But just trying to keep up somewhat with the pace. How's your progress going with gold and gear? And I says, I'm also out of ions. I have plenty of things I want to bring up. I don't have the ions to even place them or fuse the next one. So I just keep trying to get that slowly. And I'm not about to spend for it. So how are you doing with the different resource crunch? Let's see. Quality of life improvements. Saved squads. Well, we heard about this last 6 months ago. We mentioned this in the first preview blog, yes, but it was slightly delayed. So an example of something that takes a lot longer. They said it was coming. Now they're saying it's coming again. It's delayed. We're happy to announce that it's nearly here, and we can share more details about it now. So it'll be within maybe 6 months. Let's see. In addition to the 40 squads players currently have, we'll be adding 4 tabs linked to game modes that have 40 saved squads in each tab for a total of 160 in total. Okay, that for newer players who need to reach certain player levels to fully unlock all the slots. So at level 40, you only have 15 slots, 71, 20, 72, 30, 75, 35, and at 80, you'll get 40. So it's not tied to 85 right now. Those will be helpful. The 4 modes with tabs associated with them will be Blitz, Raid, Arena, and Alliance War. It's worth noting that this feature could scale with new game modes in the future should the need arise. If you open the Save Squads menu while selecting a team in one of these modes, you will default to viewing the tab for that game mode. All tabs are available for use from any game mode. That's good. Cycling through saved squads in Blitz will cycle through the squads saved in your Blitz tab. So we'll have to move things over for Blitzing and all that. I use mine for Blitz, and I kind of adjust it from that for war and raids and arena, that kind of thing. We'll see. This may be more than we need, but it'll be good to have more than we need than not. I mean, we could end up with extras where you can just kind of do some theory crafting and different things. That would be nice. So we'll see. Let me know your thoughts below. Auto basic combat. Oh, this is a good one. This has been highly requested, and we're definitely excited to deliver it. Turning on this advanced option will give you a second option in auto combat to instruct your characters to only use basic attacks. This will especially be helpful in modes like raids, where you likely want to save special and ultimate abilities for later nodes that are more difficult. Absolutely. Long time coming. People have been talking about this for at least the 2 years that I've been playing this game as well. As you get there and you got something finished, you want to do this same thing even in DD3. Or, Dark Dimensions, as you start knowing that you're going to win, you kind of want to basic down some stuff and save it. But you don't always want to babysit it as much and would like to be able to turn on auto and just have it do basics because you feel pretty confident and you want to save those next bigger shots for the next wave to drop or something like that. So that'll be a welcome change if it works. Sorting by character level. Okay, fairly straightforward. In the character roster, you'll be able to sort by character level, both ascending and descending. So you'll be able to look at your characters and like find the ones based on level. Okay, fine enough. No reason not to have that. Expanding API features. We've been absolutely floored by the amount of interest we got regarding access to the game's API. We were expecting a few dozen inquiries, but ended up getting over 400 emails. Sounds amusing from a office worker perspective. We're currently working with a limited number of partners, but we want to expand access over time. One big thing, possibly the biggest thing, players want from the API is the ability to import their player roster into a platform where it can be easily viewed or shared by themselves and other players, especially their alliance. With this request in mind, we've made working on additional functionality of the API a priority. This is one of our many long-term commitments to supporting our awesome community of players. The API should have been here 2 years ago. They've been saying they were working on it. Honestly, the whole point of the API is to be able to auto-populate your roster, be able to look at it from like a website or an app, and perhaps share it with your alliance and have people give you some feedback and direct you for different raids and all that. As we're working on Doom raids, different things like that, it could be huge. I know as our alliance has started doing Doom raids, and just figuring out who can do what and then trying to assign lanes becomes more and more important. And as the requirements increase and become more complicated, this would be much needed. Honestly, I'm surprised we don't have that. They've been talking about it. And it's like, are you really just now starting to realize that that's what you need to be working on? So, yes, work on it more. Come on, people. Catch up a little is what I would say. More costumes. And there's some pictures of cool Carnage 1 and Taskmaster. They do look pretty cool. This feature was introduced a few months ago, and we've read over a metric ton of requests from players for costumes for their favorite Marvel heroes and villains. We plan to release more costumes with each major version update, and we're excited to give you a preview of some more stellar outfits that you'll be able to add to your virtual closet in the near future. All right, so yeah, it'll be good to have more costumes. I've been, you know, the costumes, some of them are getting better. I find the release methods to be, I mean, one, of course, if when they sell them, they're way overpriced. So that was very off-putting. And honestly, there's been a lot of the events that have earned them. I've been like close, but I generally don't want to push too hard if it's something where I'm not enjoying the grind, you know, particularly, you know, with the RTA and the blitzing and the different things that are needed to do. Can be kind of annoying, and I'm like, well, I will see if I can get that later, or something. So I don't know. I also don't see a ton of costumes when I'm fighting other people, so I don't know how many people are doing that. If you're into it, let us know, and if you're against it, let us know. I do think costumes, you know, they should be here, but I think honestly they should be a lot cheaper and just easy to get. Drop $5 and get a costume that's really cool, or have to play through some stuff, but you know, have some ways to get it without having to be tied to your phone for 2 weeks straight. I don't know. Your thoughts and feedback are welcome below. All right, let's see. In early 2022, so we're going further down the line, we usually keep the scope of these previews limited to about 6 months ahead, as the content and features mentioned are reasonably reliable targets. But there's something in particular a bit outside of that scope that we just can't wait to announce: a new game mode. All right. We've been interested in this kind of thing. We're thrilled to announce that a brand new game mode has started production, and internally we're calling the project Grand Tournament. We want to create an experience that gives players the opportunity to flex the power of your top teams and use many of the best characters in your roster in new and exciting ways. This mode will test your skills in offense, strategies on defense, and ability to adapt to a shifting battlefield. We will share some of the details on how we are designing the feature, but do keep in mind that these are subject to change and that the final product might look different. This is like a Grand Arena contest, GAC, in Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, which is a really good mode in Star Wars. It's a one versus one kind of prolonged war battle where you do set up your own like defensive rooms, and then you can't use those things on defense, and then you have to attack the other person's setup with what you have left, and to see how you can whittle through that. And it's the quicker and more decisively you can win, the more points you get, then you're pitted against each other and you get rewards and ranking. So it's a good mode. You know, honestly, much in Marvel Strike Force has come from kind of a bit of a ripoff from Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, which is a good game. So I'm not too surprised that they're bringing that in. Also, I know they have the conquest method, which Star Wars put out in the last 6 months or so, that was really getting a lot of rave review. Hopefully they're looking at that too. I mean, if you're going to steal the game, you might as well steal and copy everything, especially the things that people are liking. So let's see. But GAC is fun, and I could see that being fun in Marvel Strike Force. Let's see what they're saying here. The tournament structure. Players get matched into a large group, will take turns fighting each other over the course of a week. Players will battle opponents based on a Swiss system tournament, meaning non-elimination with multiple rounds. Victory points will be earned and accumulated over multiple rounds and tallied at the end to determine ranks. Combat. In the setup phase, players assign several teams on defense into rooms. These teams cannot be used to attack, like I was mentioning from the Star Wars side. In the attack phase, players attack the opponent's defending teams, scoring more points for a better performance. To keep things fresh, tournaments will have rotating different rules for the rooms that will affect the offensive and defensive teams, so you'll want to mix up your strategies. This is a little concerning because we'll have to see. There's a lot of room to really hamstring people if they do this wrong. So let's see how that works. I mean, again, this is a kind of thing that encourages you to have a wide roster where you have all the characters that are available and you have them all built up, which means a lot of resources and a lot of time. It's a fun mode, though, so if they do it right, that'll be enjoyable. But it's also like, don't think you're getting away without getting your Femtech or Wakandans or whatever, because you may be coming down to, I need my Wakandans to carry this, you know. Especially if they mess with the rules and it's something like, hey, Wakandans, do this or don't do this. You know, that would be, it'll be weird. All right, let's see. Seasons. Tournaments will be part of a season lasting several months, and all the victory points earned in that time will place players into divisions. The better your division, the better rewards you will receive at the end of a tournament. Divisions will contribute to your rank on the global leaderboards. That all sounds great. Only thing that's coming to mind immediately is RTA is supposed to have had rankings and tournaments and seasons since it came out, and there's no word of that. And it seems like they dropped the ball. They're promising it here, and they still haven't been able to deliver it on their other new mode. So more than one grain of salt here. Your thoughts below, please. Let's see. We're still in the early stages of development, but we intend to work with our players to get early feedback and conduct playtests to ensure that we deliver an experience that will be challenging and rewarding for all the contestants. We're also keeping in mind how the time spent in this mode fits in with daily play and how we might streamline other features to compensate for it. Okay, well, streamline would be good. I know in GAC, Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, you know, there's a period, like 24 hours, where you go in and set up things and you don't have to do anything else. You set things up, you have to come back later. And all that. But it is something that you'll have to keep coming back throughout the course of like a week or something. Or else you'll miss out on windows when you can attack or make some adjustment, things like that. I would expect something similar, which is hard. It's more things that are required, more time on that screen. Now, summary. That about wraps it up for this preview. We're working on even more updates and improvements, and we will continue to keep you updated on the status of these topics and our weekly updates that we publish every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific time here on our website. Those posts really are the best way to stay on top of the latest news and previews, plus catch the buzz videos that I do, which break them down and give some insight into them and talk about how you might apply them depending on where you are in the game, at the beginning, the middle, the end, or somewhere in between all that. We greatly appreciate all the support that the players have given us. We're committed to providing the best gaming experience possible, and we look forward to playing along with you in 21, 22, and beyond. To infinity and beyond, they're saying. From Boundless. Okay. So that wraps up the blog video. You kind of heard some of my initial takes on that. I'm curious, anything that you agree with or any of the criticisms that I've given that you think are either too harsh or not harsh enough? Let me know in the comments below. I monitor and respond to all comments that aren't posted by trolls. And I will continue to do that. Anyway, let's do that. So again, look for this. So make sure you please give me a thumbs up on this video to like it. Hit the notification bell so you can catch the weekly blog videos and other Marvel Strike Force videos, as well as other game videos that I promote as well. So you can check some of them out and subscribe and help us beat that algorithm on YouTube so that we get these out, share these videos out so we get good breakdowns. And check for the links in the podcast as well. Or if you're on the podcast, check in the description there for the links for the YouTube video if you would like to see some of the screenshots and things like that. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks a lot. We'll check in and catch us on Twitch, where you'll find links below to my Twitch stream, where I'm streaming most evenings, weeknights, Pacific time after work, and then throughout the day on the weekends from the morning on with my coffee playing different games, as well as I'll be streaming some on YouTube. I've started doing that as well. So follow me in both places, and there's a link for Discord where you can join me and other gamers to get a bunch of news about the games I play and that we play together, as well as meet some good people to play games with. So check all that out. Thanks a lot. Until the next time, cock-a-doodle-doo.